Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Michael Cohen filling in for Cheryl today with producer Scott Eckersley. We're talking about the state budget, which is getting the full attention of Lansing lawmakers to find out how the budget negotiations are going in the Senate. I'm talking to Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. Thank you for joining me, Senator.
Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
I am good. Now, the budget process is typically complicated and contentious. While many criticize previous legislatures for negotiating into the fall, isn't Governor Snyder's call to pass the budget by the end of May rushing it a bit?
Oh, no, not at all. I don't think so. He moved his budget discussion earlier in the year and came out with a budget in mid-February. I think it was February 17th. We've worked through the last couple weeks what is typically considered a spring break, but we had subcommittee groups up here working, subcommittee appropriations committees, that is, and then also private negotiations, working through things. What we decided early on was that we wanted to be a legislature, we wanted to be a government that got things done, and we were going to put aside some of the partisan bickering, some of the I guess you might call it the contentious delays because of the partisan work. So instead, we just rolled up our sleeves and went at it pretty hard, and we're continuing our talks. But we thought, we're running this place more like a business than it has been in the past, because we're all business people that are the leaders of our respective legs of the government. And so I think that people are expecting a better return on their taxpayer dollar, and we're going to try and give it to them.
In terms of the way the process is moving along, is that mostly due to the fact that Republicans are in full control at this point?
No, I wouldn't say so. There is an attitude here, though, of getting things done, and it's on both sides of the aisle. I mean, my colleagues in the Senate, the Senate Democrats, we haven't had formal sit-down private discussions with them because, that's what the reason that we have committees in place. We have bipartisan committee structure to deal with these issues. But we have to put something on the table because we're put into the majority. But they've been congenial, and we've talked privately with the other side and with the Democrats in the House to help us out. I wouldn't say it's entirely that way, but it is somewhat easier when you have three groups of the same party working together. Because you're more like-minded. I would say that's more important than the letter after your name.
Now, it's no surprise that with a big budget deficit, programs are being cut and some forms of taxes are being raised. But Democrats are quick to point out that many of these actions are being used to fund a big tax break for businesses. How do you see it?
Well, when I said that all the partisan bickering, that some of it was gone. I didn't say all of it was gone. The minority party sometimes, whether it's Democrat or Republican, has to point out what they consider to be the flaws. And that's okay. That's part of the process. But actually, here in Michigan, over the last couple of months or so, with these discussions, we've listened to some of the criticism as we rolled out part of the plan and incorporated some of the criticism to make the plan, I think, a better one. It's evolved since the first day on February 17th. And we listened to people, what they had to say. We try and incorporate those things into a better overall budget. And while we applaud the governor for being bold and taking on tough issues with his presentation, we're also thankful that he said, hey, we're going to respect what you say about this, and maybe we'll have a better overall product when we're done. And that's what we think we've done. So more specifically, when he talked about the idea of fair and that two retired folks living right next door to one another, one pays taxes because he or she doesn't have a pension and is still working. The other one does have a pension and is tax-free. And these people can be in their 40s, they can be in their 50s, doesn't matter what the income level was. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's not fair. And we said, well, you know what? We think you're right, especially for the future. We want to fix that structural problem. And we didn't increase taxes. We left the tax rate the same. All we did was take away exemptions, the exemptions for people above a certain age. And an overly generous legislature years ago gave that out. And so we said, that's not fair. But we also tried to, you know, work it back so that people that are already retired have a fixed income. It's not an easily employable market right now. So we reduced all taxes on what is defined as a senior citizen by the federal government, anybody 67 years or over.
Gotcha. I'm talking to Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. The Earned Income Tax Credit, Governor Snyder wants to eliminate it. Others say it keeps thousands of working families from poverty. What's your position? Does it need to go?
Well, no, of course not. The Earned Income Tax Credit is a federal program, and that is staying totally in place because it's a federal program. That was done back during the Ronald Reagan years, and the federal government took a look and said, we can help working families by instituting this credit, and it was a federal program. Mm-hmm. When Michigan had more money, they said, hey, let's augment that. Let's give more than the Earned Income Tax Credit. So we overfunded that program in comparison to when it was originally put out. So all we're doing here is saying, yeah, we think that is an important program at the federal level, and if the federal government, which has been printing money and giving it away regularly, really thinks that they're underfunding this program, they should take another look at it. But Michigan can't afford to augment a program that was originally designed and the money set by the federal government.
That makes sense. One quick question before I let you go. Are you surprised by polls that show Governor Snyder's disapproval ratings rising?
Now, any time that you make tough decisions and people are going to be affected, they're going to, you know, they're going to talk about it, and they're going to be displeased when it affects them. But in the long run, and the thing about the governor's vision here and this plan that is more small business friendly, by the way, than big business. A lot of big manufacturing companies actually have a tax increase in this plan. This isn't about big business, it's about small mom and pop businesses, because that's where we're going to get back the economy. Those that have 100 employees and less, those individual companies, commonly known as S-Corps or LLCs. So the vision is big, but it's going to take a while for the results to come in. And so I think that those approval ratings will continue to rise, as Michigan is seen as a great place to invest and create those jobs that we're trying to create.
I've been talking to Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. Thank you very much for joining me, Senator.
Thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure.
I'm Michael Cohen. We'll be right back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.